There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
There we go. Sorry, guys. My fault.
All your fault. Let me pull this up here.
Doesn't help keep doing this at a different place every day.
Yeah,
that's true.
Different acoustics in that.
Well, actually, the problem is that I do other podcasts mm-hmm. with other people.
Yeah, other than this one.
That they require different, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd leave it exactly set the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Because you sound good.
A few podcasts ago, we named it after Jay Lindley. Officially made it. Radio station.
Was that after
podcasts.
Me?
Okay. Yeah. You're like Brendan Shaw, man. Straight up.
He actually said something the other day that
I actually liked. Yeah. Oh, yeah, about the 279 against Dana, all that stuff.
Yep.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
I know what you're talking about. Speaking of which, I might just go ahead and run right into that. By the way, this podcast, episode 86, is brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. She's in downtown Dequeen, 310 West Dequeen Avenue, in historic downtown Dequeen, in Dequeen. 870-642-4462. That's the number to call when she's licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. You have no reason not to give her a call for any of your legal needs. If she does not want to or cannot perform the job that you want her to do, she will recommend you to the person who can, because she always fights. She champions the people.
That's right.
Not the rat bastards.
I like the way you put that, if she wants to.
If she wants to.
Because as busy as she is these mm-hmm. days, she does have the luxury
Yeah.
of choosing which clients she takes.
That's right.
And she doesn't take losers.
Yeah. Does not take
losers.
Straight
up.
Straight up. She only wins 100%.
That's right. She's like, at the end of the years, at the end of my, you know, last years of doing lawyering, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure my percentages go way up.
Yeah. She's batting 1,000.
Her RBI is almost 1,000.
I was going to say, she's running close.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get right into it. Just want to take a brief moment to talk about what I talked about on the last podcast, which was UFC 279. This is not a UFC or fighting podcast by any means, but I went out and
Patrick, so if it is, I'll leave right now.
And Patrick shut down and stopped listening. No.
Well, I gave out my official predictions and none of that worked out because dude missed weight.
Yep.
The Russian missed weight.
Okay, we've talked about this off
mm-hmm,
the air,
mm-hmm.
so we can get into the specifics, but if it's not a conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
then he's an asshole.
He's an asshole, and the MMA gods have smiled down upon us and Nate Diaz.
Good point.
Nate Diaz getting the Tony Ferguson fight, two legends. It was, I mean, you look at it, it was a couple older dudes fighting, for sure. It reminded me of the old school type of UFC, not with the extreme high level.
But both very relevant today.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
It's not like they were has-beens that came in, you know, from a couple years out
and
never done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Both legends. I mean, Tony went on a 12-fight win streak. Right. You know, that was insane back in the day. But, it was a great fight and all that. I just want to talk about how conspiratorial everything's getting behind this. Like, everybody, including Brendan Schaub.
Yeah.
I know they're all saying that was all a fix. Like, not the fights itself, but the whole everything leading up to it. They're the most dramatic fight week of all time. Dude missing weight at the end, and then the whole card getting reshuffled around. It was kind of insane. Never seen anything like that before.
Although Khamzat. Although he
Khamzat.
Whatever you call him. I probably wouldn't call him that to his face.
No.
Not at all. But whatever you think about him, what I saw was a man who seems to have pride in the way he carries himself, mm-hmm. especially in his craft of MMA. And when he stood on that weight scale, he didn't look dried out. He didn't look like he was trying to make weight in any capacity.
Flipped
We know he's a heavyweight, or he's a heavy welterweight.
Yeah.
So when he stood on the scale and weighed 9 pounds over, I was like, that makes sense, mm-hmm. because something else is going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know it. And you know, and I'm glad you reacted that way, because you know me, I'm not a conspiracy theory kind of guy.
No, you hate them.
I hate them.
I love
them.
That part about you.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate them. But he stood up there like a man that was told by his bosses mm-hmm. and or superiors that this was okay.
Yeah. Agreed.
Not like he missed it.
I'll just take my like very amateurish outsider's perspective on this, and to your point, when you get involved in a conspiracy, I'm gonna be right behind you on that.
I like it.
To see that dude Chimaev, I mean, the quickie that he performed on his opponent. I mean, what was it, like 2 minutes, and the dude tapped out. Was it even 2 minutes?
And the guy was no joke that he was fighting.
Yeah, no joke.
He would have destroyed Diaz.
Yeah.
See, maybe the UFC elites didn't want that?
I don't know, man. There's so much conspiracy going on. I'm trying to take the least conspiratorial and just believe everything they say, you know, but at the same time. He
simply didn't make weight, right?
He simply didn't make weight. Like, usually with conspiracies, the easiest way is the path of least resistance, right? When you're trying to explain something to a conspiracy theorist, like, everybody was stupid.
Ineptitude.
And everybody was inept.
And it is easy to look back and say, well, look at all these different coincidences that can now add up to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honestly.
So I'm still not quick to jump behind a conspiracy theory.
But
something, because he stood up there 9 pounds over. You know what would have happened? What happens after I compete after I weigh in at 205 at 8 a.m. for jiu-jitsu? I start eating.
Yeah.
You know how much I weigh when I compete later that afternoon?
225.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. I weigh 10 pounds over.
Yeah.
So that tells me that is a professional, because we know he's a beast.
Yeah.
And he is a professional.
I think he could fight at 3 weight classes.
I think you're right, too. I think a lot of them can, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that have cut weight so much for so long.
Especially at those higher weights.
But I think that was a professional that was told the 24 hours, maybe 48 hours prior, that you're not fighting this man at this weight.
So fabricate some nonsense behind the backstage with Kevin Holland.
Absolutely,
that didn't really like look like anything that crazy.
Right.
They bumped fists right at the beginning of the fight, almost looked like they squashed it.
Exactly.
And
then he destroyed Kevin Holland. Like he was nothing. So
Never seen that.
That could steer you to the thought that the middleweight is where they want Khamzat to take over, because who's at middleweight champion right now?
Yeah, Izzy.
And Izzy and Khamzat would possibly be the biggest pay-per-view event of the year.
Could be.
Easy peasy.
Definitely would be.
Yeah, you're right.
Why? I mean, besides money, obviously.
Money?
But how? Like, why money?
And the how, that goes back to what I told you earlier. The how to say Dana White fabricated all of this perfectionally. Because this was, the way it worked out, if it's coincidence, it was a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
But if it was if it was steered this way, it was a perfectly executed.
Just like the conspiracy. Thermite paint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, demolish the building. And
exactly.
Yeah. Flew one plane into it.
So was it just, what is the conspiracy? They just didn't want to see Diaz in his last fight of his contract.
The most common conspiracy theory I'm seeing is that Khamzat and Diaz was not selling that well, and they have a 25 consecutive sold out shows or something. They're trying to ride this consecutive sellout streak.
Gotcha.
So that they generated a bunch of backstage nonsense to generate hype for the fight. It was number one trending.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. Diaz was number three trending on YouTube, which is pretty crazy thing to get to. And then, you know, make more balanced and more sensible matchups, shuffle the whole fight card. I mean, and honestly, to get six different fighters to agree to new fights in a 2 hour period.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's pretty crazy.
What if Khamzat already knew this was going to happen months ago?
Yeah. They could have,
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's been eating and training. He was, you know, trying to hit that 180 or whatever it was, 180. Mm-hmm. 180
catch weight.
That he already knew about that. So 179 looks good if you're trying to hit 175 or 170 or whatever.
And whatever, Holland made 181 or something like that. So
when I get at the risk of just sound like an idiot to listeners and you guys, I ain't worried about you guys, but listeners is just from looking at the Ferguson Diaz fight, it looked like a couple of guys who, it was very awkward.
Yeah, it was a very weird fight.
The fight. So I have to imagine that reshuffling fights is that's still a lot to ask a fighter, mm-hmm. because they've been prepping forever, how long, you know, mm-hmm. for that particular style. Which again, if you had asked me a year ago, like style, I wouldn't have known none. But it's apparent mm-hmm. that everybody kind of has there's styles that they yeah. bring.
And that lends just deeper to the conspiracy, because in the presser that was later had separately, mm-hmm. Diaz said, "Oh, I'm
not preparing.
I'm not preparing anymore." Yeah.
That's the one thorn in the paw for the conspiracy theory for me personally is Diaz. Like, I just don't think
he'd fall for it.
He's too real, man. Like, he's too straight up. Everything that he said about all the instances that happened were like seemed incredibly genuine.
Or maybe they knew that about him and had to keep him out of the conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly.
Had to let him take the role as
full Jesse Ventura on this, and I wouldn't blame you for it. But
I can't though. Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're right.
It don't matter.
What is the y'all seen Quentin Tarantino's Natural Born Killers?
Yeah,
where at he says no, and that's not it. No,
he did
where
that movie?
He was part of it.
Oh, okay,
He wrote it.
Okay,
wrote the screenplay.
Now, actually, I'm thinking now that's not it. Not that movie. Good I love movie, that movie. Though. Great movie. Yeah. Sorry. Fast forward to the scene where they're in the diner and the high heels gives away that it's a fake diner. Sorry, this is way out of there.
It's been too long.
You're not talking about True Romance?
A True Romance, yeah.
No, like it's it, okay. No. Samuel L. Jackson is the... Triple X. Have you ever seen Triple X?
Yeah.
With Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Okay, where he wakes up. He's been hit by the sleeper. He wakes up and he's in a diner. And he looks around and all this crazy stuff happens. But at the end, he says, "You're not going to shoot me. Those are blanks in that shotgun." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Well, how'd you know? Because it was a setup. It was a test,
like a Potemkin."
Yeah, and he looked and he said, "My grandma or my mom or somebody worked in a as a waitress her whole life, and if she had ever wore heels, she had blisters before noon." Mm. So he knew the whole diner was fake if the waitress was fake. So if by using that
such
analogy,
a great movie.
using that analogy, if going back to what you said, Nate Diaz would not go along with any conspiracy set up by the UFC. He hates them and Dana White.
He's like he was left out.
Yeah. And so he's the high heels on the waitress.
Gotcha.
There can't be a conspiracy because
he
wouldn't have gone with it. He would have told us already. After he got out of as soon as he finished his contract, he'd be like, UFC was bullshitting.
Yeah, I've never seen Jay like this before. His eyes are bugging.
He's a laser over there, man. Yeah.
On top of it. Through. Three beers in, I'm good to go.
And after you said True Romance, I realized Tarantino wrote True Romance, not Natural Born Killers. I think Tarantino still had something to do with
Natural Born. He was like a guest producer or something like that.
Yeah, he wrote True Romance.
He directed it too, didn't he? I thought that was his first. His directorial debut.
No, his first was Reservoir Dogs. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. And Jackie Brown's still my favorite.
True Romance for sure, because Drexel Spivey is classically
nice.
Tarantino movie character.
Absolutely. You
know, Gary Oldman's so good in that.
Yeah.
But
and everything.
Anyway,
I ain't that doing more stuff.
By the way. This is true. But anyway, just one last thing I wanted to say about all that is like, oh my gosh, have you ever seen a guy lose so many fans in 1 second with that Khamzat did, you know, like, because Kevin Holland's a fan favorite, Diaz is a fan favorite. First thing he started doing was talking about how he's going to take Diaz's head off. Nobody wants to hear that. Then the scuffle backstage, cancel the press conference, and then missing a weight and flipping off the crowd and acting like it doesn't work. But the one thing that you can do in that situation to gain some fans back is exactly what he did to Kevin Holland, just destroy somebody.
That's true.
Real quick.
And was quite a gentleman about it afterwards,
it was,
too.
It was
true. Yeah. But we've seen the WWE mm-hmm. capitalize off heels that are popular.
Yep.
So he's just a heel that is popular for the MMA community.
So many
community.
People are going to buy his pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
Hope he loses. Just like Colby Covington.
That is the type of industry you got to capitalize on every moment, right?
Just like Jake Paul
has.
Yep.
I hope the spider defeats Jake Paul.
Yeah, me too. And I'm going to buy it just to watch Jake Paul get beat.
Can I come watch?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll throw in.
We'll throw it on together.
Awesome.
All right. Anyway, away from UFC and fighting, right, Patrick.
Finally. Okay. Can we do like a UFC like mini series and cut this into that? And then
we should. We definitely should.
I'll just open beers for you guys. There you go.
Well, it's the one thing we're superior to you at. So come on.
Yeah.
Knowing MMA. No.
I pulled together our favorite Facebook character from the from the podcast. She has been on a tear recently.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, the Facebook FUPA.
Yeah.
I almost got OnlyFans just for her.
Yeah. Well, don't do that.
No.
You'll be so sadly
mistaken. Yes.
Oh.
She does like the non-nude stuff. Like, what am I
for? Dude, that's some serious scarring. Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
That's third degree burns, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, I got some
two cesarean scars. How the hell did that happen? Sorry,
I got some of her Facebook posts pulled up here. I compiled a list of them. I scrolled through her past 2 weeks and was like, okay, I got to get some of these. So what she posted, the last thing she posted was she constantly goes on there and posts about how she's bi but can't get a girlfriend.
Okay,
yeah, all the time. And like her boyfriend, I can't imagine how cucked he must feel. Yeah. By this type of activity.
So does bi mean you have to have two different partners?
Yeah, I guess you're
bi. Or can you just
polyamorous or something?
And pansexual? I really don't know where the dividing line
is. I don't know what that is.
Pans, it's just anything.
Sexual.
Well, I think still human. Like, can't be like an animal.
Well, that's still bi, right?
Eggplant?
Oh, it could be trans.
Not situation. Vegetables either.
Not vegetables.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it. Pan is like, I'll do man, woman, trans, and whatever's and in between that. Yeah. Gotcha. So as opposed to just traditional, you're very conservative bisexual person. I will only have sex with a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. I am a Republican. Yeah. So that is what my beliefs are.
Republican bisexual? I love them.
Baseball, apple pie.
Yeah, and bi.
Bisexual. Yeah. So our first post I put on there, I'm really gay for nothing and I get no bitches. That's the one thing. And it's like 50 comments under that from ladies being like, I'll get up on you.
But they're all, you know, loser ladies.
Yeah.
You know, the loser ladies, lesbian ladies. Yeah, exactly.
The next one, I am bisexual, period. If you have a problem with the LGBTQ community, unfollow me. Go simp after someone else. If I see your post derogatory, if I see you post derogatory posts or comments concerning this subject, I will delete you.
I love how important she is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That ruined my day.
Better not. I better go delete all of those anti-LGBT community posts that I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Get out of that.
Golly.
Yeah. Next thing she put on there was a smash or pass thread. Where she invited everybody on her Facebook to to post their picture on her thread, and she'll let you know if she'll smash or pass. And I took the moment to scroll through everything.
Did you smash or pass any of those on the list first?
Yeah, what's your rating?
Yeah, what's your rating?
I didn't put mine up there.
Oh, man, I should have missed out on wasted opportunity.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I did notice is that this is clearly just to garner fans because she never passed on anybody, even the most redneck hooplehead looking mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So she just wants to smash something.
It's just, just smash. And then this is my favorite one.
She's just a good person.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, she's always been arguing about how OnlyFans and sex work and all that is all this thing that should be, you know, legalized and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All
that. Right. I remember that.
However you agree with that.
She needs to move to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, she does, but she's not making pennies. She posted, "Can someone please take me to go get my hair cut?" And I was like, "So you're gay?"
Because she just her car broke down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gay boyfriend. So does he take it from the others too?
Yes.
Okay.
From what I gather,
that's interesting.
I have this whole sexual history from both of these people on here,
dude.
It's the most train wreck freaking Facebook profile I've ever seen.
Sounds confusing. It'd be a lot to keep up with.
Yeah,
exactly. With the connectivity of the world now. And I'm just going to say the inability of most, or not most, I'll say the inability of many to be sexually active or, you know, you can be any kind of anything and draw people to you in the sense that like, first thing comes to mind is like the ones, the whips, chains, ball gags, what's the...
S&M?
Yeah, like, but the female like power...
Dominatrix.
Dominatrix. Yeah. Okay. You could be a quote unquote dominatrix, but outside of that and just be any, like, you know, you have to, I prefer a woman and a man at the same time at all times. So if you want to be with me, you must bring a woman. Or if you want to be with me, you must be, you know what I mean? Yeah. It, the people can just do that amongst themselves now.
Yeah, you got all kinds of categories you can cater to.
Yeah, well, I do find it interesting. Like, I look at my Facebook feed, and I mean, I don't check this. This could just, I could be totally way off the mark here, but I've got a lot of very liberal people as friends on Facebook, and a lot of really conservative ones. The only ones who ever seem to make any Facebook post about sexual orientation are the extremely liberal ones.
Yeah.
It's a very common one where I see the, I mean, that's almost like, yeah, it's like a obligatory post you have to make, mm-hmm. where like, if you're against anyone in the alphabet soup, go ahead and unfriend me.
Right.
You know, it's like, dude, you've already, you know,
you've crafted your friends list.
However I'm supposed to identify you as, whatever your pronoun as, you have, definitely crafted it, tailored it. There's nobody on here that's not going to agree with you. And I'll be honest, I have people that I know in real life are very much Bible-thumping individuals, and they don't make posts about sexual orientation or anything like that.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's a very much one-sided thing.
Yeah, extreme cases, but for the most part, no. And the thing is, I don't know, man, like, she's always posting about, oh, I applied at this place and I handed in my resume here. It's like, you know, they look at your Facebook, and I'm not approved by any means, but I would never hire you. Like,
right.
Just by the few things, I've got a couple that I'm about to get into that are,
okay.
Yeah.
And if I could just say, mean, if you're just like a trad, I guess, just a traditional person, it's just hard to keep up with things. And I think that I
even know that term.
I was going to say, that's not traditional to know.
It's usually associated with women who are liberal, but then also like believe in like family values and, you know, stuff like that. More like orthodox beliefs of society or whatever, but they still voted for a Democrat. but you know, I think I joked about it on this podcast before, maybe I haven't, but I actually had the joke turned into real life with a conversation with a couple of friends of mine who both live here in Arkansas. But one, I'm not sure much about his religious belief, but the other one certainly goes to church every Sunday, has raised his kids in church. You know, he's very much, he'd been married to the same woman for a long time. He's a traditional dude. And he's just like, man, he's like, I got no problem with gay people, lesbian people. I can understand that. It's just everything else that the conversation is absorbing right now. He's like, I can't keep up with it. And I just feel like I'm going to offend people with just my simple look at the world, you know? And he's like, gays, psh, I love gays. They're great. I mean, I can understand a dude with a dude. I mean, it's not for me, but it makes sense. All right. You know, but like a lot of this other craziness, it's just too much.
I just that'll get you, you know, fired and canceled nowadays for just expressing that opinion.
That's true.
You know,
and you're fired.
I don't see why.
Canceled.
Yeah. Oh. Canceled.
Bummer.
Can't be unregrettable no more.
Yeah.
That was too regrettable.
That was just too regrettable.
It's like the nicest thing anyone ever said on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. It's
gays
so
are
nice.
Great.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I'm sure I've said it on the podcast before, but there's this girl I used to go to high school with that's on my Facebook, and it was her birthday, and her grandmother posted like, "Happy birthday. You're such a beautiful girl or a beautiful woman," or this and that. And she was like, "Grandma, I go by they, like, I'm not a woman." Like, it was like, you know, and like,
your grandma?
Your grandma. And like, man, no love or likes on the grandma post, just a ton of likes and love and comments on her, like, reply. Like, yeah, you go, girl. Fuck your grandma. You know?
Damn. My goodness.
Yeah.
People, excuse your off. Grandma. She probably wiped your baby vagina at some point.
Probably. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. And you could tell, I'm sorry. You know, like, how would you, you know, I didn't know, you know, it was that kind of thing. Well, canceled.
You should have.
Not my grandma.
You should have asked. Well, I identify as a straight male. Did you ask me when I sat down what I identify as?
Yeah.
No, because you assumed I was a straight male. Boom. Yeah, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I'm just saying.
You turn it around.
It's the white privilege you got.
Exactly.
Just assume.
Yes.
Here's the next reason I wouldn't fire her. Just a post. He's sleeping in the wet spot. Hashtag Squirtle.
Oh, no.
I like that one.
Wow.
I have way too imaginative of a brain prod, like a thinking process.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
I like that one.
Yeah. That's too much.
That's what they make tarps for, though. So
Sham wow you need.
Yep.
How about this one? Dick in the morning equals fantastic mood for the rest of the day.
I scroll your Facebook feed, and then I just have to know you had sex today. Why do I have to know that?
That's a great way to look at it.
Why do I have to? That's not what this is for.
The song Afternoon Delight, it's a truly great thing.
Yeah.
It will brighten the rest of your day.
Yeah.
It's true. But I would never post that on social media where my mom and grandma are watching. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Come on, family guy. Like, again, I don't think it's that prudish to be like, you're a ratchet, nasty one.
True.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's just gross.
Yeah. You know?
Next one. This is the last one. This one I liked. You know how people go like them.
Yeah, they, say, them.
They,
yeah, yeah.
Or not that.
Oh.
Or maybe, well, I don't know. But it was like everybody, like as in them. You're pretty, but nobody is going to want a single mom. Me, a guy just paid $40 to unblock him.
Wait, this is a mother?
Yeah, she's also a single mom.
You're
going
to get her kids taken away with this.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, and I don't think she has custody either. I think
she's nasty.
That's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
I've never seen a picture or any of that. And she shares, she does like 15 posts a day. Well, never one about
such damaged goods. And thank goodness for Facebook. I guess Facebook in some ways, and just this is Facebook, right? It's not Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, just social medias. You really get to, you kind of can get a quick glimpse of what you're getting into before you jump in there. And that's some damaged goods
and
right there.
I like that you say that because in this case, you learn that a person probably got some sort of recognition or maybe even more likes and cheers and jeers and stuff from a post that's talked about her fupa or whatever. And from that point, or from some point on social media, she decided she was just going to talk about that type of stuff. Sex.
Just straight sex talk.
Yeah. And she, and like you said, she has now started to file out or you know block people that are against how she believes, so she will get that echo chamber.
My guess is that hire me. She doesn't have a valid credit card to put to create an OnlyFans account, so she's turning her Facebook page into one. Much as you can. Yeah. I think if you put a nude photo on Facebook, like it'll be blocked and stuff.
You can charge for private snaps too, people. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. So there are ways to get around that OnlyFans charge.
And dude, it's so desperate. I'm sure, like I see, we're mutual friends and you might be as well with just one thirst hoe on Facebook. That is just, I mean, she's very attractive and she just posts just stupid things on there because she knows there's a flood of dudes that are going to comment on there and put hearts on it and just like it and all that. And for she must have a very low self-esteem, and that's what she needs in her day is to carry her through. I don't think she got a job. She's single. She got a couple of kids. I don't know if the same baby daddy or not. I don't think so.
Who or where are these guys though? Because the amount of simps, that's what they call them.
Yeah.
Like on her posts, like, will somebody give me a ride to the hair salon?
And they're just lining up.
Oh my. It was like 30 comments like, let's go. Like these guys like all with the downward photo.
That's
like
hilarious.
They're like looking down at the phone.
The photos. The old photo is from
selfie.
Their belly button.
Yeah, the old. Yeah, exactly.
The dad
and all of them were like, you know, nah. She was like, nah. On dudes like, oh. And then you know he's like coming crawling back. And to pay $40, if that's to be true,
right.
You know, to be believed, $40 to be unblocked.
That, oh my goodness. That, so desperate. It seems like, and people are asking to get kidnapped. I mean, these women that are doing this like are asking to get kidnapped.
just tells me $40 is all it takes for her to deal with some dumb shit.
And that's why you're a dump too, lady, because you actually took $40 from a guy. You're that.
Exactly.
OnlyFans must not be working out for you too well.
I had a friend once tell me that if you loan somebody $40 and they then start leave your life, they then try to avoid you at all costs to not pay you back, you just learned how much your friendship was worth to them.
Yeah.
And if $40 was worth our friendship to you, then it's probably better you avoid me for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel lucky now because I got one buddy who's done that to me for like damn near 10 years for $200.
Well, $200
ain't no, that's $200. That's $200. Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, let me know if I owe you $200. I forgot about it. No.
We talked about this in one of the earliest podcasts I remember about
owe you $200. Sorry.
Like, you know, leaving something over at somebody's house just, and then you're like, oh, I'll just pay that thing to never see him again.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
True.
And that's from A Bronx Tale.
Oh, really?
One of the first things. Yeah, he's like, this dude, Mickey, he owes me $20. And he's always, and then the main dude, whatever, Chaz Palminteri's character is like, think about it. What'd you do? You pay $20 to never see this Joker again. It's like, that's worth it.
Well, it's like a deal. Yeah. I'm impressed. Yeah. My dad took something off that movie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say about that. Fupa.
Is she getting? Well, you said she's getting the comments. She getting the likes. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this the? Is she getting the gratification?
I believe
from it. Yeah. Yeah, the attention. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Clearly not enough, because you'd think one post a day is good enough. No. But no, it's like more.
That's just like drugs. I mean, think about it. They have likened likes on Instagram. I'm sure Facebook is the same. Mm-hmm. To heroin.
Yeah,
you get the same brain change and mm-hmm. dopamine rush you would as if you just hit a fat line of cocaine.
Yeah.
So
a pat on the back is what each one of us some point wants a pat on the back. And,
true.
And I imagine this is maybe an individual who doesn't have a job, or if she does, it's probably not a rewarding job or a job that she probably puts a whole lot of effort into. Her family and people that know in her life is like probably written her off at this point just from her Facebook. So literally the only positive feedback she's getting in her life is Facebook or what she's doing on social media. And that is a pit that must be filled in every human being. And and for years, forever, we've done it through sex or relationships,
food,
stuff like
alcohol, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has just moved into a digital world. This is a story. I mean, I know that I don't blame you at all for singling this person out, but it is a story that is a millionfold.
Oh yeah, yeah, true. Yeah,
for sure. In our good country point. Or in the today.
Yeah. It's just, I love the hypocrisy of it. Like, why doesn't the U.S. recognize sex work as legitimate? And it's like, but then you're like, ugh, you'd be so unprofessional at it.
Yeah.
Like, if it was cool. Like,
yeah. If it, you would be, you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd still be doing it for almost free.
Yeah. Like if they offered free sex worker training courses, at the community college and stuff, yeah.
I recommend you do that.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. And know how to pay your sales tax.
Yeah.
Because if you're a sex worker, I mean, you still tax and stuff, right? You still got to write 1099s and all that.
And not just your marketing either. You got to make sure you don't spread disease.
Yeah.
You got to learn all these things.
Yeah, there's like the health inspection.
Like the idea of a pimp handing you a W-2.
Yeah, absolutely.
W-9, because you're contract labor.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
I'd say if you're legitimizing, then the government's got to get their...
That's true.
There's IRS agents that come to get their piece.
Could you imagine being audited because your vagina worked too much that
exactly,
year?
Exactly. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No, it's just a really busy year.
You'd be doing like everybody else that took cash.
Yeah.
Stashing most of it. You know what I mean?
Counting your douches on, auditing you on
that. That's probably a company expense.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Make sure
HIV tests and stuff.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
And now you got to add COVID tests on top of all that.
Yeah.
Man, because you up close and personal.
Yeah, definitely.
Get your tips in there as well.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
She probably doesn't report her tips.
Doesn't report the tips. Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't want what you think you want.
No.
In the grand scheme of things, you don't want a legitimate sex working life.
No.
I promise.
No. And men, you don't want it either. You know? Like, before you ever go and... you know what? Before any major decision in your life, just go and masturbate real quick.
Good point.
Like, before you take on a new job, take on a new project, go and meet a hooker at a Motel 8.
Anything.
Going with a clear mind.
With a clear mind. Make a road trip. go to the doctor's office. All that.
I think Patrick put it best, that post-nut clarity is where it's at, man.
Yeah,
because you can make any decision right after you nut.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You're like... Hold on.
Yeah.
In a business meeting. 1 second, sir.
If Putin would have just got some right before he invaded. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, actually, that's probably what happened. He was like, let's go ahead and do it. I feel like I'm more of a man now.
Yeah. Well, I got some rapid fire questions.
I like it.
Relationship questions here.
Okay.
I want to get your guys's. And then I have an actual write-in. This is an actual write-in as well, by the way. I don't need to say that because all of ours have definitely been legitimate write-ins. But I got some rapid fire ones here.
Dumbest listeners in the world.
Right. Yeah. So just quick thoughts. If you got nothing to say, don't say anything.
Oh.
Should infidelity be a deal breaker always?
No.
Okay.
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends on the person. Yeah, I agree with that.
There might be a lot of nuance in there. Yeah.
Very much so.
Because I've known folks that that would be like, yes, it's definitely a deal breaker. And then others are like, look, hey, you know, I was really busy. I wasn't able to satisfy my husband.
That's tough, right? That's a really dumb. Like, you should never make that excuse for yourself, you know, or if you make it for yourself, I guess that's one thing. But if your partner actually is like, yeah, you were never around, that's why I did it. That's such nonsense.
Definitely. Yeah. No, this was the first one.
Yeah.
The former, you know.
But even then, like, you might be trained to think that way.
That's right.
Like from your, you know, upbringing or some nonsense, you know.
I think like evolutionarily speaking, like, yeah, no, infidelity is not good. Like,
yeah.
You could take any society in the world. You could take a Maori tribesman or talk to somebody in New York City, and the gut reactions would be like, nah, adultery is bad.
Yeah. Well, if you look at biblically, I mean, adultery is so bad that God, or, you know, whoever you want to say, allows you out of a marriage where someone has adulterated, but also says forgiveness is the key to life.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it gives you the option, I guess. That's one of the few places that the Bible gives you an option if somebody cheats on you.
Well, and look, there's not a society in this world that finds certain things. Murder, adultery, and theft are all the same. You're not going to find a single society where that is acceptable, any one of those three things.
Right. Yeah. And I like how you say that, because adultery, as defined by a society that allows polyamory or whatever they call it, is not adultery.
No,
right.
No,
according
to this, isn't killing and self-defense is different than murder. You know, stuff like
that. And even like, you know, just personal beliefs doesn't even have to be a religious type thing. Like, oh yeah, me and my husband date around. Like,
exactly.
You know, that's different too.
Yeah.
Personal opinions? I would say no. I would say there's no avenue in which infidelity is good. Like me personally.
Oh, good. Yeah, absolutely.
No. Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, or like it's always going to be a deal breaker for me. Yeah, you listening?
I think you get into a relationship, into a situation, and then you make that decision. Because I've been the one who's to say it would be or it wouldn't be, you know, a deal breaker, and then situations happen, and you know, you make choices after that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say I would have at one point said, no matter what, she cheats on me, or you know what I mean, or I expect her to divorce or leave me if I cheat on her. But after being in a relationship for long enough, if you know, I'd have to assess the situation before I dumped my marriage.
Right. And with me, it's never going to be like an angry like response. It'll just be like, oh, well, you know, the relationship's done. Like, and that's from my perspective, you know, it'd just be like, clearly, it's done.
Exactly.
You know, that's kind of how I wouldn't be like angry throwing things about it, you know, because I've had it happen to me, and it's just been like, okay, you know, thank you for telling me. And, you know, happy trails.
Oh, right.
I had a dream about it once, and that my wife was cheating on me, and that's how it was in the dream. You think in a dream you would be able to go crazy, like I just murder both or something.
Yeah.
You know, crime of passion.
Right.
But I was just like, okay, all right, that's how it's going to be. Okay,
have you ever,
done.
I've had the have same you ever dream. Fantasized about the situation and handling it like a G? Just being like, you know, like maybe you walk in on the act and you're like, okay. And you close the
every man walk, fantasizes why do you fantasize about that, right? Because you want to be the bigger, the better man.
Yeah. Taking the higher road.
Either that or be able to beat his ass or, you know, whatever. You want to be the better dude.
He comes at me.
Yeah, exactly. And that way I can just kick
Jean-Claude Van Damme in the dream.
You put him in a chokehold and buy him a beer afterwards.
Exactly. You know,
that's years now, man.
Because he didn't know, right?
Yeah, she's playing both of us.
Exactly.
All right, next question. Question: worst habits you've ever had to deal with in a relationship? And if you don't want to say, I'll start this one.
Ooh.
And I don't even know if it was a habit; it was just a recurring situation, which I guess is a habit. Habitually, this happened. I would come home from work to somebody who refused to really work. They were able to live off their parents' money quite a bit,
right?
And
trust fund baby,
you got a number?
Well, I would come home and it would be snacks all over the bed and super stoned. For home from work, you know,
and this wasn't you.
No, this was not me. No, you look at me and you're like,
it sounds like it was maybe fun the first couple of months or something.
Right. Well, I remember coming home like, and being like, oh, you're stoned.
You're stoned.
Oh,
you got and you some grew Cheetos. Up. That's cute.
Oh, that's cute. And then like 3 weeks later, I'm like, what are you doing?
Every day kind of style.
Oh, you didn't go to school again? You didn't go to class again?
So so not only had a cute little got stone and munchies, but made a habitual situation where they weren't taking care of business.
I ended up breaking up with this person because of that. And also I aimed it at myself saying, like, this is something I've done to you. This is something that you didn't, you did not have. I felt like I was, and the, it was
bad
at one point.
Bad influence.
Yeah.
Okay.
School was wrapping up for her and she was debating whether to stay behind at the, in the school town.
Right.
Or move back home and continue schooling back home, living with her family. And she was considering staying for me.
Oh.
So I broke up with her. I said, listen, I am ruining whatever is going on, whatever I am influencing on you is not good. You are bright.
Well, influence definitely goes both ways.
Yeah,
for sure. I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to be the dude that does it, but biblically, negative influence trumps positive influence when it comes to
stuff. It's way stronger.
Like yeah, exactly. It's because it is something you're intrigued at. You want to do, you know, but you may try to stay away from because it's your morals or you're just scared or whatever. You got somebody in your life that will do it. They're cool.
Oh,
they're okay and they're doing it, you know, whatever it is.
Yep.
So you're
like,
right.
if you worked, you know, like all the time or something, I'm not going to criticize you for whatever you do when you get home, but it would be like,
so right.
eight hours of this show today, you know, really?
Yeah.
You know, so that's one of those habits that I immediately thought of when I read that. Anything from you guys, anything you can think back on?
Off the top of my head, the one of the few long, decently lengthy relationships that I have before my wife was with one that she was very close with her family. But she had her own place, but they were always there.
Oh.
And sometimes they would come along and it was no like heads up beforehand. Like they would, like if we were going to go out to eat, maybe her little sister would show up. Maybe her dad would be there. And one time her abuelo came along too.
<That's> abuelo?
Grandpa.
Oh, okay, cool.
The grandpa came along and that was just like, at that point I was just like, I'm not ready to like, we're not even married or anything. Like,
am I paying for him?
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's like, I'm not like, God, not ready to have a whole new family.
He had two appetizers and an entree. Do I have to?
My man had three Coronas. I'm paying for that.
Yeah. So that was particularly annoying right there.
Sure.
And and that was part of the reason. And because I certainly wasn't going to ask her to choose between me or my family family. Excuse me. That was not an option. So that was one I was just like, nah, it's not. Can't happen. So now I have the person I'm with can't stand any of her family. It's perfect. Like we will like pretend to not be at our house when they show up and stuff. Lock the doors, of course, so they can't just come in.
Right.
Both of us are failing on this question too, because this is what that you've had to deal with. I mean, I guess we did deal with it, but we ultimately probably ended the relationship because of these things.
Right. Yeah. You
know, can't deal with it any longer.
Yeah.
Everybody got their limit.
Yeah.
That's true.
On to the next one. You got anything on that? You need a little thought maybe.
Piles of laundry in front of the washing machine was a big deal for me in a previous relationship. And it was like, I wanted to be sympathetic because I wasn't doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I went ahead and took care of business a couple of times and just knocked it all out in a three hour period.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why isn't this? You know, I mean, if you're going to take on the job, make it my duty and give me a deadline every week, and I'll make sure the laundry's done. Right,
that's what I need.
Exactly.
Let me know.
That's
and
how
I'll
I
get
work.
It done.
That's I'm how I operate. Yeah. But if you're going to take on the duty and then not do it, why? Why Here, even mess with taking?
Here's
on
why
it?
That bugs me more than piles of laundry, say in the bedroom. It's right there.
Yes. Exactly.
Like, okay,
you did the hardest part is get the laundry
right.
together to bring into the into the laundry room, and then you drop the ball right
the
there.
Washing machine.
Like, would piles in the bedroom bug you as much as piles in front of the
Well, we used hampers.
Oh, okay.
And I made sure.
Fancy.
Yeah, there, I made sure there was, you know, there's only
ample
two
hampers.
Yeah, ample hamper room. But no, it was. I don't
could
know.
See it, dude, that would
dump
blew
them
my mind.
Out of the hamper in front of the washing.
In front of the washing machine.
Yeah. You know, next week I'll get to it.
Exactly. Maybe.
Yikes! Yeah.
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 Alcoholism was also annoying in that situation too, though. So
Catholicism was my problem.
Yeah. the third day in a row I came home, and just so happened the Southern Comfort, half of the liter of Southern Comfort spilled
into my stomach.
Yeah. And was gone completely. Yeah. Then there was, I figured out.
And then I had a little cough, so I took some cough syrup. That's why I'm absolutely
that's why I'm passed out at the kids' baseball game. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that is sad. Yeah. All right, moving on. Should you feel guilty if you look through your significant other's phone and find nothing?
Would you?
So I think you should probably feel guilty if you look through your significant other's phone either way.
Period. Exactly.
Period.
Agreed.
If you find something and it's breakup worthy and then that, I mean, fair enough, but you did.
Then your suspicions were founded.
You'll especially feel guilty if you find nothing. Or like, what if you found nothing but like, she's so great, you know, and like thoughtful emails to her family about how happy you are with her. And like, oof, that'd be bad.
You got to do something for them then, right? You found out,
but then
you
have to. Like,
but then they know, yes.
I feel like there's times where I've been like, did you go through my phone or something? You've been really nice today.
That's funny.
No, because I'm an open phone dude. Yeah. Like, you got to toss my phone at you know, a preacher, and he's not going to find nothing.
I have a password on my phone.
Yeah.
But the wife knows it.
Right.
It's just, you know, numbers, obviously, like everybody else's. And I have passwords on it. Obviously, we have passwords on social media and emails and stuff. The wife knows my passwords no matter what. If she's gone through my phone when I have been asleep, because, you know, you guys know me, I go to sleep at 8 o'clock.
Sure.
She could go through my phone for 4 straight hours if she chose to. If she has ever done that, she has found out that I do nothing.
I'm more worried about boring. The things that she.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I was hoping he would, you know,
something.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell her often if I'll get like thirsty, you know, single moms that shoot me a hey, what's up, you know, I love the show today or whatever, then I'll be like, hey, this, you know, haha, this happened. And she's, one time we talked about it and I showed her and she was like, oh, that's hilarious, you know. And never ever has she asked me to see if I mentioned that.
Yeah,
so I make sure that I mention it if something pops out in my head.
It's funny. So, that's what a like solid, trustful, actually real relationship operates.
Communication,
you know? Like,
man.
Yeah. I mean, it's ones that I don't know. I got some friends who are just like, they'll take every opportunity to be looking at each other's phones. And these are also people, you know, no offense to those who do this, but aren't in a similar situation. But it's generally, that's where you see the Facebook profile that's both the his and her names.
Something happened there.
Something definitely happened there.
That's
true. And
I have learned this, or the guy, there's no way he will ever have a social media. He's just that guy. Yeah. He's like redneck or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We'll never have one.
Have that shit.
Yeah, exactly. But she wants to include him.
Yeah.
I have seen those. Yeah. So I'm not,
that's,
but you're right.
Very common.
Nine times out of 10, you see a man and woman or husband and wife situation.
Yeah.
Then that somebody cheated.
That his Facebook page has been annexed.
Exactly.
By a different country.
So she can answer all of his messages.
Exactly.
Yeah totally.
When you're talking my man, it's like, he's my coworker. I've got, you got to get, you know,
when those come up on Birthday Club.
Yeah.
I always have to look and see if it says his or her birthday is.
Oh, can you do
and then
that?
I'll know which. Yeah, because it says, yeah, or I don't know.
It's always going to say hers.
Yeah, exactly. You're
it's
right.
It's always going to say hers.
If it's a his, I'm going to make fun
what
of his
dude, yeah, what dude is like, no, you weird.
Yeah, joined, together. Yeah,
that's such exactly. a, come on.
Yeah, with the old name
then he's controlling.
And then big N and then the second name on it, you know?
You notice how we've pretty much, you know, made the guy the villain in this no matter what.
Yeah.
Because if it's her accepting him, he probably cheated. Or taking him, he probably 100%. Cheated. If it's him taking her, he's just controlling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's 100%. Woman's never in trouble.
Though. Never, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. You probably shouldn't do that. You probably shouldn't go through the phone. If you have, you know, talking.
True.
That's what's the number one advice we always give on this is just talk. You know, but if you are looking through the phone and you find nothing, especially if you find nothing but good things,
you should tell them or her.
Yeah, you should. That's 100%.
Say, hey, you know, I had a sneaking suspicion for maybe it's in my own heart, something I'm insecure about, whatever. So I looked through your phone. I didn't find nothing. I just want to say I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been cheated on twice and I still don't ever drag. And maybe that's just me. I never drag that onto a new person.
Oh, absolutely not.
Like, you know,
and
I've seen those guys who were like, I've been cheated on before. Like, no, you're
plenty of women do that too.
Yeah, definitely.
You're right.
For sure. So, you know, I try and be as trusting and like go free as possible. Cause that's what I want.
Yeah,
you know? It's far enough here for relationship in a long run.
It'll probably be less embarrassing to find out what I'm actually doing.
Right.
I'd rather be caught cheating than being like, you watched 5 hours of UFC coverage yesterday.
Exactly.
What would you? You were the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah. You learned how to pronounce this guy's name, but yeah, you didn't. Exactly. You know. Yeah. You obviously looked up like 3 different websites figuring out how to pronounce Khamzat Chajamed or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
But now Laura and I, both of our second marriages, and we both found that trust and open communication was so necessary in both of our marriages.
Yeah.
So we started our marriage on that idea, is if we don't trust, there's got to be a reason. So let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It either is founded or it's unfounded.
Yeah.
If it's founded, I'm going to shut down and be like, no, there's nothing, I'm going to talk about it.
Right.
If it's unfounded, I'd be like, I should, as a human being, say, let's talk about it, babe. Right. I'm sorry you feel that way. I want to make you feel comfortable and secure in our marriage. You know what I mean?
It depends how much your walls have been bust down as far as trust. I mean, I feel like it should probably come already built. You know, like when you enter into a relationship, you should have a solid wall there and like something breaks it down.
That's a very good point. But
as opposed to building it up as you go.
Exactly. Right. Because you've already had plenty of people tear them down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good point.
Now that's going to happen though. With what both of your guys' marriages from the little I've heard, but I'm sure you guys had to stack it a little brick by brick at the beginning.
Find that. And trust. That was in dating.
Right.
By the time we were married, I fully 100% trusted her.
Right.
And had I not, I wouldn't have married her because I had already had that experience.
Yeah.
So
I know that my wife does like to make fun of my Google search history as well.
Yes,
it actually happened last night because she is I'm bad with a phone. My wife is a million times worse. Like,
no way.
When she's home, she has no idea where her phone is anywhere. Mm. And she always has there's like an iPad there. Maybe she'll go through the TV and use the Google on it or whatever. You know, she's always having a switch device because she never knows where one is. So one of the most constant go-tos is my phone. And last night she's like, top three is lyrics to Dr. Hook and the Medicine Man.
Oh.
Or is the Medicine Band. What's that song?
I hate that band.
Dr. Hook.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone. Yeah. That song. And then yes. There was one thing I missed on it.
Okay.
It was how to flush the brake lines on a 2008 Ford Escape. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the third was, can you eat the liver of a carnivore?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard her be like, open
nothing
up
wrong
phone.
With your search engine, by the way.
Yeah.
Your
searches.
Good. No, I've heard her open your phone and be like, oh, incognito mode. What's that about? And you're like, I was on Napoleon's Wikipedia page again. Again. I told you.
I love it.
You know
when you're hiding Napoleon's research from your wife, you got a problem, bro.
And Patrick looked at me like the Wikipedia page, bro. That's so hack.
Yeah. To be honest, like I notice all the time on my phone, like when you bring up the notifications to incognito mode, it's because if you look at my phone right now, I probably have 29, 30 tabs open. Yeah. Like I'm one of those people. I fat finger my phone. Like I've noticed, and it's gotten worse. Like now when I text people, there's periods in between the word. Oh, I can't even hit the space button.
I can't stand
anymore.
That. And I do that as well.
Yes. And, I will constantly.
Spacebar is the biggest freaking key on there.
I know, can't hit it. But I'm always like, click new tab, and there's new tab, and then there's incognito tab right under it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just as likely to hit that as I am the new tab.
What's the thought process?
And I'm too lazy to get out of that.
To change,
What's the thought process? Hit a new tab, and it's like, or it's like new tab, and you can see a preview of all the other tabs, and you're like, I'll get back to those.
Yeah, right.
At some point.
Right.
I know it was not that long ago, and this might have even been the incident. It's like where she's like, it says you got an incognito tab. I'm like, check it out. And it was a roasted chicken recipe.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, that's why I couldn't find it in my history. This is the second time I cooked that roasted chicken. I couldn't find the recipe back.
I love it.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
All right, moving on. That's really funny.
Some pretty hot stuff with people.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to start looking through my my private tab and see if I left some stuff in I was looking for.
Damn.
Yeah.
What I was looking for. All right. Next one, last one on the rapid fire. How to get out of the friend zone. This is, there is no such thing as a friend zone.
Oh, interesting. Tell us more.
Like a 90s thing.
A person wants to bang you or they don't.
Oh yeah, okay.
There's no friend zone, you know, but, and like honestly, at the end of the day, women and men can't be friends. I know there's I know they can be, kind of, but not like friends.
Men can't be friends with women, or women can't be friends with men, both. Really.
I think both. Women can't be friends with women. Women can't be friends with men either. Women do not have friends. Period.
Yeah. Or if they do, it's just because they want, and they're always like, women are always trying to get friends that are uglier than them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they can complain about after the night out that they had, they came out, oh, can you believe Sarah did it? You know, like,
and everybody wants to be the hottest person in their group.
Yes.
For the
yes,
beach photos.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't believe in the friend zone. That's something that's like, I held the door open for you. Suck my dick. All right. And then she does it. I'm in the friend zone. I'm in the friend zone. Yeah, I'm so nice.
No, you. Yeah, I don't think you're a friend.
She just doesn't want to be anywhere near you.
Yeah. Good point.
And maybe you're a decent person to text or something. And when I say you can't be friends, of course you can be acquaintances, or like maybe you can meet up for a coffee. But really, really, like so. And there's exceptions to prove the rule. Of course, I've met some people who are friends, but if you are, it's gonna be a problem with your significant other at some point. Why are you always hanging out with you know, everybody's gonna be like, well, that's weird, you know, like happen.
I think a girl's more likely to friend zone a boy in adolescent to middle school, high school years.
Yeah,
in the sense, does that make sense? Because you've got to be around them.
Yeah
period.
Yeah,
so if you friend them,
he's probably gay, maybe,
right? Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm. Whereas adults, you're right, I think guys that frequent girls interests or their time, mm-hmm. whether it be on social media, text message, or mm-hmm. trying to meet up with coffee or whatever, they have an interest.
One goal.
Their one interest is in between. Yeah, for sure. Is one of the crevices.
Or get out of my friend zone.
Tapping feet.
Yeah.
One goal.
But the girls absolutely could, I think many women could have a healthy, friendly relationship with dudes.
Totally.
But
the man fucks it up.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
A dude that thinks he's in the friend zone and wants to get out of it, the only zone he can find himself in is the one that's 150 feet away.
Yes. By law. Judge ordered. Right. Exactly.
How do you get out of the friend zone? Pick another woman to harass.
That's a good point.
That's how you get out of the friend zone. Yeah. I don't think it's real, you know? Like, because I've been in the situation where a woman doesn't want to have a relationship with me full on, but wants some sort of physical relationship.
Gotcha.
And also hanging out.
That's friends with benefits.
That's
though.
Big friends with benefits, even further past that little bit, you know, that I wonder if some people, it's like, no, but there's still physical there. There's still banging happening.
If that's happening, it's not friend zone for sure. It's
definitely not friend zone.
Yeah.
Friend zone in the eyes of these people is like, you know, I'm doing everything right.
Exactly.
I'm the nicest guy in the world, yet she just keeps going with Tyrone.
Yeah.
Of course it's Tyrone in this.
Well, she has.
Because these are racist Nazi neckbeards, I believe. They're the only people that actually use the friend zone term.
Well, Tyrone's usually handsome, too.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tyrone's an Adonis, always. Dude. Yeah, Tyrone.
Seriously.
Tyrone, dude. I mean,
especially if it's a skit.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So friend zone doesn't exist. How do you get out of it? Kill yourself or
I would never move on. I would never promote that, obviously.
No, well, and maybe a more realistic is maybe like if you're the guy, pretend you're gay. Infiltrate as deep as you can. Like,
you'll get to see her naked that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe just like at some point you'd be like, you're the one that you're like, I just can't be with guys anymore. Like, I've just found you to be such a beautiful, charming person, and I need to be, I She's want like, to
you
be
have
with
cock
you.
Breath.
No, you reverse psychology it, man. You say, I don't like girls, but if I were to try one, I'd probably give you a chance. You know what I mean?
There you go.
That's the way.
Women, like, right in. Are you willing to be the guy?
Will you be the treadmill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can you just test me?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to convert
Whoops.
You. Because we have like a family member in-law who is so gay, so absolutely gay. I don't believe he's gay.
Uh-oh.
Like, I.
So flaming, as they say.
Every one of his photos will have like 20 tense.
Just Instagram models.
Instagram model. Like he runs a spin class and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Dude.
The dude is might so well deep undercover. I know it.
Definitely
I see it.
Undercover.
Like, literally, he is so gay, he's gone back to straight.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he's just biding his time.
Yeah.
Or he's probably, they're probably messing with him all the time. Yeah. And just for the fun of it. Because
and the greatest orgy of all time. And then that's it. You know? Like literally,
he has to bang a dude every once in a while, just
right,
to keep
the appearances.
Yeah, you know.
Now,
yeah.
Would I mean, like, what's the trade?
What
would
ratio of dudes
would,
to
that's
girls?
My trip up
would,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I
would
think,
you bang that, one but, guy to bang 11 tens?
I just said gut reaction. No.
Yeah. I have to say no. And
alcohol?
You said bang a guy, so that means mm-hmm. that you aren't getting banged, right?
Well, I don't
because
know.
Because it would be easier.
It would be a mutual thing.
See, yeah, not even
everybody's
personal.
Like me. I want to make sure both, like, I want to be satisfied. I want my partner to be satisfied
yeah.
as well.
Nah, so, this is yeah. exit only, brother. Yeah.
Well, no, there's other options.
You're going to Pound Town, I'm bringing
yeah.
the hammer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No. Yeah, you can tenderize your steak over there, brother.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think it would have to be. No, I'm not sure there's a ratio for me to bang a dude.
I was going
to
say, there's not enough
tens. Not that there's
tens.
Anything wrong with that.
Yeah. There's not enough tens. There's not enough. What are the runway models?
I identify as a guy who would not bang another guy. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. For that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't ask you that before when I sat down. Yeah. But I do identify as a dude that prefers to bang chicks.
Yeah.
That's my safe space.
And at this point in my life, I have one chick I'm banging.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And if all goes well, that's the only chick I'll bang for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless she changes her mind.
Yes.
Because I'm good.
Something happens, you might do the other half gay.
hadn't thought of it that way, but
you're not going to rule out anything.
I'm not assuming anything at this point.
Yeah, meet in the middle, at least. So. All right. And then here's our question, which I think is a bit of a ridiculous one. We'll do this one quick. I'm sure we're about ready to wrap it up.
We could even take a break and then go back to the question.
We'll do the question real quick.
All right.
We'll do the question real quick. That's all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't even talked about Jimmy Kimmel yet.
Yeah, I know. Here's the question. My man is making such a big deal out of me learning how to cook, and it's honestly just making me feel pressure. Maybe it's also cultural importance to him, but it also feels like I should stand up for myself and say, this is what you get, take it or leave it, and then I can work on the cooking on my own accord. So I guess this is, I'm guessing you're a millennial. You don't know how to cook. That's one of the things they never teach you when you leave your parents' house. You don't know how to cook for yourself. Now you're finally getting into it, and your man is used to McDonald's every night or whatever it is, going out every night.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're like, I want to cook tonight. Yeah. And he's like, well, it doesn't taste like grease and bacon. It's a quiche. What the frick is that? You know?
See, but I was thinking he was used to his mom's cooking. I wasn't thinking used to fast food, but that makes even more sense.
I'm actually, like with all these, we need more.
Yeah. Well,
if that's the case, then he's a douchebag because, you got to realize, like, you don't start, like, you know, at Gordon Ramsay level cooking. I mean, it's a no matter what you start, I mean, unless you're just some kind of savant, like, if you're going to do anything, you're going to suck at it first.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea is you suck and then you keep doing it and you get better, right?
Spaghetti. Right.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Sure.
I think
there
most
you go.
People, spaghetti.
And it'll come out al dente some days. It'll come out sticky as hell the other days.
Yeah.
But you gotta munch through that.
That's right.
And
as a dude?
Yeah.
And that what a great example, because you can make spaghetti, it can be just noodles and sauce, or you can start, like, I'll cut up some mushrooms and put it in there. You know, maybe I'll ground some beef and you can get as fancy as you want with it.
Ragu,
you know?
That bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I have been trying to learn to cook the last couple of years. There's always a few things that I could do. But like these last couple of years, really since Caitlin got pregnant, it was just like one of those things. Okay, I'm gonna handle this because you got a lot going on right now. You know, she does 90% of the stuff with the baby. The least I can do is make sure she's got dinner when she gets home. You know, or
what a man.
But I've come to love it. But my wife was as patient as anybody could be in that situation because there was a lot of burnt stuff. There was a lot of undercooked stuff. There was a lot of like, oh, let me get that, throw that back in the oven there for a second.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of just stuff that she powered her way through. And, you know, I don't know if that's a situation where she's just not good at it yet, but it's like the dude, if this is a good relationship, he's got to understand it's going to get better.
Yeah. And if you like, I mean, come on, eat through it, eat the mush. It's grub, like just grub it and just don't say anything. Like, well, don't maybe be like, okay, well maybe, you know, I prefer my pasta not al dente.
Good point.
If you can, if that's possible, you know, boil it for another minute. You know, you can have preferences, constructive criticism, maybe. Be careful.
Yeah. Right,
be careful.
True.
But
maybe afterwards, like, dang, that was real good. Hey, next time, you know, try this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You throw a couple peppers in there. Yeah, but like, some salt. I'm imagining this guy eats nothing but fries and fast food.
That's a good point.
He has no idea. You know what? Like, I don't cook all that often, but I can cook anything I put my mind to.
Right.
I feel like, you know, most anything.
And maybe I'm just old school thinking here, but there's something about just cooking at home. For one, it's good for you.
I love
like it. It's like, okay, you don't want to exercise. You don't do this. You don't do that. God, mm-hmm. for God's sake, just have a home cooked meal every day if you can, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you're hanging around the kitchen, you're on your feet, you're doing mm-hmm. stuff. It's almost a little exercise. At least you're not just sitting on a couch pounding McDonald's in you.
Sure.
Yep. And it's another frozen community.
Yet another frozen pizza, chicken fingers and fries from the. That's not
which is all delicious. Don't get me
wrong. Of course.
I'm hungry now.
But yeah, actually cooking a meal. I'm getting into it. I want to make this and that. Go for it, man. Like, you know,
it's fun.
You know what? If he doesn't want to eat, screw him. That's what I gotta say.
Yeah,
you know,
just, he ain't the dude for you.
That's right.
Yeah, now, the guy's gonna die in his late 30s of heart disease or something.
I was gonna say, I think I transitioned in my brain. We were hearing an email from the lady in this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My bad. No.
That's a safe question. You never.
Yeah.
It if it's flip flopped, I think things change a little bit, but not too much. Like if the man is trying to learn how to cook. Then I immediately, for some reason, imagine you're a klutz and like fumbling around.
Right. And leaving dirty dishes for her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like this smoldering burnt thing.
See,
like,
again, the dude is the villain in everything we do.
Guys, you know, man.
But that's our
society.
Yeah,
exactly.
Watch commercials nowadays. And anytime specifically anytime you see a white guy, he needs Viagra. He's paying too much for car insurance.
Yep. Yep.
He's bumbling his way through life.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. We're that's what we see men as now.
He doesn't know how to pick the right
medicine.
No wonder
men are doing crazy, shooting up schools and just losing their minds and stuff because man used to mean something and now you're a depressor if you are a man.
Oppressor, colonizer.
Yeah. Just a piece of garbage generally. And because you got a pound of meat between your legs, you ain't ever going to get better.
A pound? Oh. Dang, bro. You be packing.
Yeah. I'm trying to include y'all. Between the three of us.
Okay, good point.
Gross weight.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm glad y'all are carrying most of that.
I got 2 ounces.
All right. That's actually a quote from who's the Native American girl on the woman on the coin? Sacagawea is a quote from her. Yeah. Huh.
But at the same time, that's big city life. But here in small town USA, if you ain't got a swinging dick, you probably won't get elected.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of
or
things.
Reproduce or
I mean, there's a lot of But I mean, I think about it. There's a lot of political offices that if there is a female and a male running, the male's going to get it.
Yeah.
Almost 100% of the time. Now we recently saw one that went the opposite here locally, and I can't tell you the things that changed that. But we could be seeing small town USA change to a bigger city view of politics and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that. It just feels like it can't happen around here because it feels like it's very politically driven one way in small town USA.
It probably is. Those things trickle. You know, it's that the good things take a long time to get to a small town. So do the bad things.
Good point.
You know, and it's good like a friend of mine, his daughter, she's 16. And according to her, I mean, just about every other classmate that she has is transgender right now. I mean, they're all just, I'm like, here?
It's a new hip thing.
Like a town of 6,000 people are doing that, you know, and those some remote corner. Like to tell people how to get to where we live in Arkansas, like get lost and you're almost there. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. But like it's happening here. It's like, all right, I mean, these things, these are ideas definitely infiltrating their way through society. It's not just Twitter.
But one of the good things I think with small town USA is it stays pretty much a fad for a small portion of their life. And then they move on to, here's real life again. Yeah. Whereas big cities, they cater to whatever it is so much that people are like, well, this is what I got to be now. Cause I've identified as or whatever.
And it's still like real little
fad. marbles, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, transgenderism.
Pogs. Yeah, that was
exactly. Wide leg jeans.
Yeah.
Although they're coming back. Yeah. Dang
that's
it.
True.
But it's like here, it's like, oh, you know, daddy can look at his son and be like, well, you can be a woman, trans, whatever you want to be, but damn it, you're still, I don't care what you are, but you're still, you know, getting on that tractor and you're going to be on that thing, you know, baling hay until 8 o'clock tonight. You be whatever you want, but you're still doing that.
We still in the deer woods in November, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You wear your wig. I don't care.
Get you a pink rifle.
Yeah, the pink mossy oak jacket. Whatever you want, it's fine, but you out there.
We're going to wrap it up there.
We done?
Yeah, we done. It's long enough. It's more than long enough.
You think so?
Yeah.
I believe it is, but we'll check.
All right.
It's only an hour and 15 minutes.
There you go.
We'll see if Kimmy Jimmel still has a job next week.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
Yeah, we'll let it all shake out in a little bit.
I guess. Yeah.
Give us your predictions.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure. I really
did. He do something bad?
No.
Oh,
nah.
Oh, he's just making up stuff.
Nah. Yeah. Just if you watch the Emmys, you know. But
I did not.
Good.
Least amount.
I believe for the record, I didn't either. But
least amount of people to ever watch, if I'm not mistaken.
Good.
In the modern society.
I'm sure. Yeah. That's kind of makes me more hopeful for society. Yeah. It's like people like that were like, I didn't even know the Oscars were still around until Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage.
That's true.
They're still doing that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about Kimmy Jimmel next week.
Sweet.
And we'll see how it all shakes out because it's still in the preliminary cancellation. So we'll see if he has a job next week.
Well, you know me. I'm not ready to cancel anybody.
Yeah, me either. Keep your job, even though you're terrible at it.
Let's get
out of here. Thanks. Big thanks to Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Big thanks to everybody in Hochtown except for Texans.
We still going
to
do one of those live?
We should.
All right, cool.
We should. We'll figure it out. We'll keep you guys updated, and we will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.